friends, this year should be a special schus for Dov Tzvi Ben Chaya, for Shleima, for Chaim Ben Chana Rezler, for Shleima, and Bracha Behatzlacha for Rabbi Yisrael Ben Rav Moshe Mordechai, and for Meir Simcha Ben Leah, and for Pershiona's son Ben Rav Mordechai Ephraim. We're basing this shir on a maimer in the Holy Sefer Birkas Aharon of the great Gaon of Risha, the of Beis Din of Risha, Rav Aharon Levin, Hashem Yinkom Damo. And this is in Os Tezayin of the Sefer. In the Gemara in Brachas, there is a machlokes as to whether one has to be masmich geula letfila in Ma'ariv. Shachris, we know we say call Yisrael and go right into Shemin Esrei. There's a shaila in the Gemara, if in Ma'ariv you also have to be masmich geula letfila, if you have to say geula and then go into tefila. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you do, and according to Reish Lakish, you don't. And the Gemara explains their machlokas, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that geula also happened at night. Just the complete geula was in the morning, but we also redeemed from Egypt, but started at night. And according to Rabbi Reish Lakish, no. Since the geula ma'alius, the complete geula was in the morning, we only have to be masmich geula tefillah in the morning, but not at night. So what's the yesod of this machlokas? So it could be that they're arguing about a very, very basic issue. And that is, when you have a beginning and an end, do we only follow the end? Or does the haschalas hapeula, does the beginning also have chashivas? To give you an example from the world of sports, we know that if you have a pitcher who pitches 8.5 good innings, and his team is losing, and then they bring in a relief pitcher, and then the team ends up winning the game, the relief pitcher gets the win. Or even if they're tied. So, we don't really follow there the Tchilas HaPe'ula. So do we follow, we only go after the end guy, the finisher. So do we follow the finisher, or do we also give Erech, do we also give Chashivos to the beginning? Maybe they should both get a win. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, they should taka both get a win. We follow the haschalas as pula also. And therefore at night we're masmach kula tefil, and during the day we're masmach kula tefil. According to Reish Lakish, no. The only part that has chashivas is the end. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, based on our thesis, that there's value to the beginning of the pula as well, there's a Gemara in Sota and Yud Gimel Amud Beis that kol osa davar v'lo gamru b'achar v'gamru ma'ala v'kasuf al shegamru kilu aso, that if a person starts and doesn't finish it, and somebody else finishes, so it's like the finisher did the ganze zach, and it's medayik from the fact that it says v'etz asmos yosef v'sher helu b'nei Yisrael. So you see the halos atzamos is called Al Shem B'nai Yisrael, even though Moshe Rabbeinu started bringing them up. Vayikach Moshe Hatzmas Yosef Imo. Nevertheless, it's called after B'nai Yisrael. So you see that the Haschalas HaPe'ula has no value. Only the Gemara is the Iker. Otherwise, why would it be called Al Shem Gomer HaPe'ula and not Al Shem HaMaschil? So how's the Rabbi Yochanan going to answer that? So we could say as follows, that it says in the Pasuk that Moshe took the bones of Yosef. However, it says in Zvachim Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. And we learn it from a Pasuk, Moshe Aaron B'choy Hanav Tehillim Sadi Tes. So how is he metame himself by taking the bones of Yosef? So it would appear that that the Pasuk says that Moshe took the bones of Yosef doesn't mean he literally took them. Just after that after he commanded others to take them, they took them. He was the Goren, and therefore it related back to him. But according to the opinion that he was Kohen Gadol, he didn't actually touch the bones. And we find sometimes that the Pu'ula is called after the Goren and not the person who did it. Like for example, Parshas Kisisa, it says about Aaron, Vayasu Ego Masecha, Vayaseu Ego Masecha. Aaron made the Ego. Aaron didn't make the Ego. The Erev Rav made the Ego. Look at the Zohar Kaddish, Chas Shalom, that Aaron made the Ego. it's the Erev Rav, but it's called after Aaron. Rashi says Al Tachrisu at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Al Tachrisu at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Al Tachrisu Shevet Hakahasi, Shevet Mishpachos Hakahasi. Don't kill them, don't wipe them out. So Rashi says Al Tigrim Ulam Shimus, don't cause them to be wiped out. So even though it says don't wipe them out directly, it means don't cause them. Another example of it being called after the causer, Shabbos Nun Hamad Beis. It says about the Bnei Eli that they slept with the women. It doesn't really mean the Gemara says they slept with the women. They didn't bring their birds on time, their karbanos on time. They had to bring after birth, and therefore they couldn't be with their own husbands. So it's as if they were with these women, but it doesn't literally mean. So it's just causatory. The Gemara says, where do we find that Shaul killed the Givonim? Because Shaul killed the Givonim. The answer is, that since he killed no Virakohanim, who would provide them with food and water, it's as if he killed them. We have a lot of examples like this. So we can also say that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goreim and the Mania, he caused them to bring the Atzmus Yosef. However, according to this, then we have a Gevaldik Akasha. How did the Gemara in Sota say that the mitzvah is called Al Shem HaGomer because the Atzmus Yosef were related back to the Jewish people? Even though Moshe was the one who began it, maybe there it's different. Because Bnei Yisrael, they were the finishers and the enders. Because the whole halah was done al yadam from the beginning to end. Moshe Rabbeinu never started. So it just says, al tzad, ha-she'el of ad-dimyon. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu started, but he didn't really. So, but maybe where there is a maschil mamish, it's called after the maschil. And here's an exception, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything, he just commanded. So it could be that the Gemara in Sota is going according to the opinion of the Chachamim in Zvachim, hold that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Kohen. He only became a Kohen for the Shiva Simei Miluim. Ayin Sham Zvachim Kuf Aleph. Or Bazoi, we can very well say that the Pasuk says that Moshe took the Atzmus Yosef means he mamish took them as his mashma. In the Lashon of the Gemara, that Moshe himself in Sota took the Aron that Yosef was in and he brought it to himself. Look there in the Gemara in Sota, that's mashma, he did it himself. And not that he was the causer. And according to this, he was Taka the Maschil, and nevertheless, the Halah is only related back to Bnei Yisrael. So you see from this, it's Muchach, that the mitzvah is called on the finisher. Because according to this Mahalach, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually started before Al, and it relates to the finisher. You see, even if there's a starter, you relate it back to the finisher. So according to this, we can say Gevaldik, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Hascholas HaPula also has value. So he's going to hold like the Man D'Omer and Zvachim, the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. And Memela, he didn't do anything. And Memela, you can prove that the beginning has no value. Because here Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything. And therefore it's called after Bnei Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan's going to follow that opinion. And you can bring it back to our Gemara and Brachas and say that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen and therefore he didn't do anything, and the Haschala does have Chashivas, just Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even do the Haschala. And Rish Lakish holds like the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen and he did the Haschala himself, and yet it relates back to Bnei Yisrael and not to him, the Halas Hatzamos. So you see the Haschala doesn't have Chashivas. And therefore you don't say the gula at night, you don't masmich gula tefillah at night, only in the morning. Rabbi Yochanan who says that, that's chala does have chashivas. You also masmich gula tefillah at night, and that's totally in the machlokas whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen. So that's al derech achidut. I hope it sharpened you a little bit. And there's also an afgamina ladina. This is not the abstract Talmudics over here. What's an afgamina ladina? Whether the Haschalas HaPula has Cheshivas or not. Or if you have a Shatchin, one Shatchin started the Shidduch, and the second Shatchin finished it, does the first Shatchin get paid? So is there Cheshivas to the beginning? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that there is Cheshivas to the beginning, you have to pay the first Shatchin as well. Your Masmech Gula Tefillah at night, the beginning of the Gula, Getting married is also a shtickle gula. Kasha gazivu b'shalim kris yamsuf, same parasha. And taka, that's how we paskin, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefila, Halacha Yud Ches, in the seventh parak in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Vav, that the Hascholas Hapula, that the your Masa Mechula Tefila at night, and therefore the Hascholas Hapula is Cheshivas, and you have to pay the Shatch and the starter, and that is not, as well as the finisher. And taka, Din Torah like that came before the great Dayan, Hagoyen Rabaran Levin. And he discussed this at great length, the Mirtz Hashem. I'm hoping Mirtz Hashem Darkenu will also do a tshuva of his in the Sefer Avnei Chefetz, a very, very fascinating Sefer, where he brings many rayas for this chakira. Haschala or sof, does the schala have chashiva? So it says in Yuma, Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, that if you give some of the matnas dam, shebifnim, and then the dam was spilled, you have to bring other dam and start again. Or Lez Reb Shimon say no. You start where you finish. You don't start all over again. And look there in Rashi. I'll explain the machlokas is that the Tanakam, who's Reb Meir, holds that avodah that wasn't finished is garnished. Or Lez Reb Shimon hold that we don't say it's Kamanda Lesa. And it has chshivas. So you see this chakira, gevaldik. Is there chashivas to the beginning or not? According to Reb Meir, who holds that if the avodah wasn't finished, it's garnished to start again. So the tchila doesn't have chashivas. You need to have a gemar. But according to Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, who hold that avodah that wasn't finished still has value. You see, they assign more chashivas to the beginning, even though the pula wasn't finished, but the beginning that they did, the starting had chashivas. So therefore, you don't have to start all over again when you get new blood. The kohen gets new blood; he can start from where he left off, because the beginning of what they did had chashivas. And we pass him like Reb Meir, that if you gave mixes matanos shebifnim v'nishpach adam, you have to bring other blood. Start nachamal. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. So the ikar is like the svara that avodah shlo nigmaras k'misheina, and therefore that schalas hapula has no chashivas. And therefore, according to this, you're not going to give the starter of the shidduch any money. On the other hand, we could be mitzadeh b'schus ha-maschil from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. In fact, the Gemara is there, man diomer, that a woman can't do bris milah, I tzipar did. And for the Gemara, she started, Moshe Rabbeinu finished. And at the end of Shmos, we read about the bris milah of their baby. Gemara says she started, Moshe Rabbeinu finished. But who gets it in the Chumash? Who gets the credit? Tzipora. So you see that the starter gets the credit. Starter has chshivas. So Shatchanus, you can also say that the starter gets part of the payment, even though he didn't finish. However, you can be mefakbek in this raya, because the Gemara only said this if we say that a woman is psula lamel, and it's shver how Tzipora did it, and therefore you have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu finished. But we paskin that a woman is ksher elamo. Rif, sof perak Reb Elazar de Mila, Rambam, perak beis milchus mi halacha beis. Obazoi, you don't need to be mitaritz that Tzipora was only the starter. You could say nachinami, she was the finisher. And leilam eschol esapula means nothing. And memela in the pasuk, it's pasuk, she did the whole thing. Memela, she got credit. Nacham achleikes, it's good to take a little bit of a tiyul in shas. Chulin choftes amad beis, Rish Lakish says, in the name of Levi Saba, that Shechita is Eine Ela B'Soif. Rabbi Yochanan says no, Shechita is from the Mitchila B'Soif. Rashi says that Levi holds that Shechita is not Karei Shechita, it's not called Shechita until the end. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's all called Shechita. So it looks like the Armachlokas is like Arach HaKiva, there's the Haskolas HaPula, Haf Chshivas. That according to Levi it doesn't, it's not called Shechita until the end. According to Rabbi Yochanan it does. It's already called Shechita Mitchila B'Soif. And now there's a papyrus noe, derech tzachois, gevaldik. Rabbi Yochanan's l'shitasa, Rabbi Yochanan holds you're also mas mechgula tefil at night, because there's chashivas to the haschala. And therefore he says, yesh shchitin tchila vat soif. Because there's chashivas to the shchit at the very beginning. and Reish Lakish argues with him, and he holds in Brachas that no, you only Masvach Gula Tefillah in the morning when he had the Iker Gula. And he also holds Ein Lashchit, he says in the name of Levi, Ein Lashchit Ela B'Sof. So Reish Lakish is going with his Tzigan. You could say that the Levi is his father. Or you could say it's a different Levi. Who knows that if it's Levi, the father of Reish Lakish? Apparently the Seder HaDoris, Erech Levi Saba, he's mistapik about this Shaila. If Levi Saba is a Stam Levi, some people say that the Ben Lakish means that he was the Rav of Lakish, but his father was Levi Bar Susi. He's also called Bar Levi Shabbos Kufnun Vav Amid Aleph. So the question is he saying it in the name of his father Levi or a different Levi? Who's this Levi Saba? Akwapana, but you see Reish Lakish is going with the Tzigang in Chulin that the beginning of the Pula has no Cheshivas, just like he says in Brachas. Now, we're talking about the beginning of the Pula and the end of the Pula. There's another Shaila. What about the middle of the Pula? What about if you have one person starts a Shidduch and another person ends the Shidduch, and then you have somebody in the middle? You have a middleman. So the question is the middleman going to get paid also? Another interesting Shaila. And that we can resolve from a Mishnah in Bikurim in the first parak. It's interesting how we can get to Bikurim and answer a Shadchanis Shaila. Talk about planting. That if you plant in your own field, and then you do have Havracha grafting into your own field, you graft the tree into your own field. However, there is a derech yachid or rabin pe'emtza. In other words, in the middle of the grafting, part of it is grafted in an area that's not yours. And then the shaila is, do you have to bring bikurim? Is it considered your fruit? Do we consider the beginning and the end of the grafting is in your territory, but in the middle of where it's being grafted is not your territory? So it's not on your land. So is it still called Admoscha? Because in the middle there's a Derech Rabin or a Derech Yachid. Machlok is there in the Mishnah. Tanakama holds not called Admoscha. According to the other opinion, it is. Rabbi Yehuda says it is called Admoscha. So it seems that they're arguing about this very Chakira. They're arguing, does the Emtsai have Cheshivas? So according to the Tanakama, the Chelek Emtsai also has Cheshivas. If you lack the Emtsai, you're lacking the whole thing. It's not called Admascha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Emtsai doesn't have Cheshivas, so it's still called Admascha. According to the Tanakama, the middleman of the three people who set up the Shidduch would get reward, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would not get paid. Rambam passings like the Tanakhama, so there is Cheshivas in the middle. It says in the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Gimel, Sof Amid Beis, Tanya Rav Yosef, Rishol Shemakom, Is Nasa Kwanam, Is Aron, Kshavis Yad, Kshavis Yericho, Shil Seir Lamakom, Mei Shalom, Beis Kod Shakadoshim, Shemakoyim Am Yuchad, three places the Kohanim took the Aron when they passed over the Yarden, when they surrounded Yericho, and when they brought it back in the time of Shlomo to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is its special place. Look in Rashi, Frektosis, Ayin Divrei Yam in Beis Hei, it says, Ve'yisu HaLevim as Aaron. So is it the Kohanim or the Levim? The Pasuk says Levim. And in this latter Teretz, they say that the Kohanim took it from its place, gave it to the Levim, Levim brought it to the Heichol, they gave it then to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim brought it into the Dvir, into where it belonged, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you see, the Levim were the middlemen. The Kohanim were the beginners and the enders. And the Pasuk talks about the Levim. But Yisrael Levim is Aaron. So you see that the middleman has Cheshivas. So according to this, you would pay the middleman as well. So there's another beautiful raya for this chakira. And there's another shayla about shiduchim. If you start a shidduch, it falls apart, and then another shadchan brings it back together. So is the first shadchan considered that he did anything? And there's a lot more to discuss, and I mitzvah Hashem, I hope to get to it in the second segment. We should all be zocha l'ilmod l'ulam v'lishma v'yasas. All the time is called every Islamic Torah. So we have Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.